Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Some of the injury data that's coming off of that play, and then, let's be honest, fans want to see an exciting play, right? We have an exciting game, to me, the most exciting game out there, and we've got to keep it that way. And so in order to do that, you want returns to be back in the game. The returns dipped significantly this year, and they become dead plays.
NFL owners meetings in Orlando. There's Bills head coach Sean McDermott sounding a very official there now as part of the competition committee, explaining the new kickoff rules. We go to Orlando where he's either at the NFL owners meetings or he's at the happiest place on earth. I'm not sure. Matt Perino covering the Bills for the Syracuse Post-Standard. Good with his time to join us on a Tuesday afternoon, buddy. How you doing?
I think you could be in both places at once. I was at the owners' meetings the last couple of days, and this morning we're closing it out. I got a late flight at 8 o'clock, so I'm over at Epcot right now. I'm in line for Test Track, and I got to tell you, we're in a little bit of a bind because we went in the single rider line, and I'm getting pretty close. So what I think we're going to do here is let's talk some Bills for the next 3 or 4 minutes. I'm going to hang up on you for the ride, and I'm going to call you right back 90 seconds later. What do you think about
what
that?
What about anybody who's never experienced Test Track? Can we get that? I mean, I'm sure that audio is magnificent if you've never done it. Matt Perino screaming as Test Track sends you, flying at 75 miles an hour around those hairpin turns.
Listen, I'm not against anything. So if that is what your listeners want, that is what they will get.
Are you a big screamer on the thrill rides? Are you a guy that just kind of oh god? Like I'm more of a oh god. I'm not really a screamer.
I'm not a screamer, but I'm gonna let you hear about it. I'm having a good time, guy. We're gonna ooh and ah, and we're gonna there won't be any screams, but there'll be a couple of you'll hear me.
So the single rider line, Test Track at Epcot, flying solo. You're doing this by yourself, Matt. That's a power move.
That is a power move, but I am here with my good friend Jay Skursky from the Buffalo.
Good.
We are, and actually the Beauvais are here as well. They brought the little one.
Perfect.
And we've been doing a little bit of everything. We went on Soarin' with the Beauvais, and then they went in and we watched the little baby for a little while. We're just, we're multitasking.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. When you get home though, Matt, I mean, are you going to have two jealous kids? How do you handle that when daddy went to Epcot today?
Here's the thing. So I probably don't go here today if not for my wife, who was literally bought the ticket for me from Buffalo, has been living vicariously through me. It's almost like I can't come to this city now and not come here. But I told her I went on Guardians this morning, and I think we got a lightning lane right before we go. So when I hit it twice before we go. And I told her, I was like, it was not the same without my son. I don't know if it just doesn't feel right. Part of that is just living that moment with your kid, you know, like that's the special part of it.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Cue the cats in the cradle and Matt Perino.
Exactly what he's talking about. In fact, next week, Matt, we're not doing Disney. We'll be down there. We're doing Universal, and I'll be experiencing that with my older children, but they still have that excitement, that enthusiasm. Last night, they were going through all the rides at all the Universal parks, and they're like, which rides are we doing? And they're going through all the checklists and telling me what each ride is. I'm like, you gotta understand, your old man's getting up there. I'm going to be kind of wobbly if I do all these upside down roller coasters for an afternoon.
Yeah, I don't know. I have like a cutoff, right? Like I think Disney does it right in that you could do most of the rides and it's not going to absolutely crush you. But yeah, I mean, some of it, you're just going to feel it no matter what, but you got to do it for the kids, right?
For the kids.
Yeah. Matt, you know, I'm assuming we have time for one Bill's question before you get on the ride. Who, with these new kickoff rules, like, how would you handicap? Like, now the Bills actually legitimately, and every other team, has to have a decent returner. So who might that guy be on this Bills roster?
Not only that, but, like, I think it's going to change how you're filling out the bottom of your roster in terms of, okay, like, maybe a cornerback would have worked before because you want a guy gunning down the field and using their speed, and now you're more so looking for a guy that has some speed, but also some size and tackling ability. Maybe you're looking more at a linebacker, or you're looking at a defensive lineman. Like a Casey Tuhill, actually, to me, fits the mold for what you want in that department. This is going to change a lot of things. It's super entertaining. Like, I think it's a fun change to everything. But yeah, it's going to change. All right, I just sat down in test track, boys. What are we thinking here? Do you want to go on this ride with me, or do you want me to call you back in about 90 seconds?
Are you strapped in right now?
I'm strapped in right now. I just pulled the yellow.
We're too far into it now, okay, Matt. We have to stick around for the ride now. I mean, the audio, the sound that goes with it, the visceral experience that you're about to go through, I think we would be depriving our audience of that joy.
All right. Can I hold my phone through the whole thing, you think? Oh, we're going. We are going. There is no hanging around once you seat up. All right, you're here with me. I'm going to put you on speakerphone.
Yep.
I'm going to hold
all right
here.
This is a first in the sports bar. Live from Epcot, Matt Perino, riding test track.
We're riding test track. So listen up. Can you hear everything?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Mike, what's your favorite ride at Disney?
You're on it, pal. That one, Test Track is great, but I also, big Star Wars dork, so I like the Rise of the Resistance as well.
My ride? Oh, yeah, thank you. I got to pull the yellow. There we go. Yeah, they're all about safety at Disney World, okay?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're going up the track here, getting revved up. I'm a veteran, so I didn't create my guy.
You didn't do your car. You didn't customize your car. Okay.
Oh boy, here we go. I'm gonna have to hold tight here. I'll get a couple turns. If you guys want to hang up on me at any point, I understand. If you can't hear me, monitoring those. I don't know if this is great radio.
No, this is fantastic. This is a journey. We're on it with you.
All right. So we're taking the first corner here.
SIM card performance data
yep.
acquired.
That's for the people that customize their vehicle. That's
okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Kind of went off the road a little bit there. We're back on track. Mike, you know how fast this ride goes?
Yeah, it gets up to 80, I want to say.
All right. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold my phone through this. That's the one thing I'm worried about.
Oh, yeah, you hear it revving up. Yeah.
You know, I just went on Guardians. I'm not afraid of a little lightning, okay?
Displayed and verified.
Now let's see.
I think you got maybe two more little test track, little tests that you got to go through before the grand finale.
This is the calm before the storm.
Yep.
We're coming around the corner here. And I'm pretty sure they shoot you out of a cannon. And then we get going.
Yeah. You get hit with some semi-headlights as you're taking one of those turns.
Yep. The test can't complete. So I'm pretty sure we're going right now.
All right. Here we go. The grand finale of test track. Okay. Buckle in.
Okay.
Hey, man.
I dropped my phone.
Automated driving.
That's going to be a huge problem. Got to check into my flight. Got to get back to Buffalo. How's the weather, by the way? Rochester, Buffalo.
Delightful.
Area.
50, 60 degrees. Perfect.
No problem.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. All right, turn left.
Here it comes.
Oh, boy. Buckle up.
Automated crash avoidance technology DCD. Displaying responsible feedback.
I'm with him on the ride right now. I'm so
oh
with
boy.
Him right now.
I see sunlight. I see sunlight.
Uh-oh. Oh, there he goes. Uh-oh. We got him. We got him. He's just moving fast.
Nothing crazy yet. We're picking up speed. We're picking up speed. All right, this is different. Here we go.
Oh man, this is great. I'm on the ride right now. I know exactly.
Do not drop your phone.
All right, we're good. We made it.
Oh.
Whew. Wow.
I was holding my breath, just like you were. We were on it with you, Matt. That was fantastic.
I held onto the phone. There were a couple scary moments. But we're back. Let's change gears here. Literally. Fuck some Bills.
Just like that, he's
just
back.
Like that,
just
he's
back at Bills reporter.
That is a professional Matt Perino. If you're just tuning in, what on earth was that? He's at Epcot. That was the test track he just was on.
All right, let's talk about Brandon Bean, Matt, because we did hear from him earlier, and he tried to explain to us this weekend, you know, how the Bills kind of got screwed out of that third round compensatory pick, and it turned into a fourth. Did you get any explanation other than what he gave us? And is there anything, I mean, it feels to me like the NFL kind of makes this up as they go. What's your take on the Bills kind of being docked around here with that compensatory pick?
No, I think it's BS, to be honest with you. It's something where you have a team that kind of followed the recent history on what, you know, is going to yield a specific pick. You lose a player the caliber of a Tremaine Edmonds, and you want to make it, you know, work for you, right? And so I think they went through the season. Brandon Bean said that he was checking in with the league, and they were on track for that third-round comp pick. I remember talking to him after the Rasul Douglas deal and him talking about the fact that he wanted – in part made that deal because I think that they thought they had that other pick in the bank. Now they still have a fourth rounder, but you're talking about a difference of about 35 selections with the way that this thing played out. And, you know, Brandon said that the NFL is looking to make a change for the future and maybe incorporating the void years and the money that's pushed into the future a little bit differently. But man, I mean, that's a tough pill to swallow in a year where, you know, the Bills probably want to be really aggressive with what they do moving up, not just in the first round. I know that that's Brandon Bean's MO, but really in the second and third round where you can potentially get, if you don't go receiver in the first and you want to get your Amon-Ra St. Brown or your George Pickens and you want to move up for that player, having that extra third round pick or your only third round pick would be advantageous. And so not having it now changes the math a little bit. And I wonder how much that actually impacted why they traded Ryan Bates to get that additional fifth to just continue to add capital to have some more mobility.
We're talking to Matt Perino, who is down in Orlando. Matt, you spoke to Sean McDermott about Tre'Davious White. That's one of the kind of players that's still sitting out there. And this is a player that added a lot to his time in Buffalo. And certainly, you know, I'm sure the Bills would have liked a world where they could have found a way to keep him on the roster. I'll ask the question this way, because Brandon Bean seemed to keep the door open just a little bit. Right now, Money Puck has the Sabres as a 2.7% chance to make the postseason. What's the greater chance, the Sabres make the postseason or that Tre'Davious White will somehow end up back on this Buffalo Bills roster?
I would say that White ends up back on the roster, but I still don't give it a very big chance. Like, it's just one of those situations where, of course, the door's open. but it felt like more about future years than it did this season. I think that it's like, okay, go somewhere else, get right. The cap is kind of in a messy situation, but maybe have a good season. He's probably going to sign a one-year deal somewhere, then come back to Buffalo and kind of like restart fresh there, maybe. It didn't feel like as much this year as it did maybe future years, but who knows?
Matt, one thing that was that came out of the owners' meetings, another rule change, the hip drop tackle will be a 15-yard penalty now, and we've seen plenty of players throughout the league complain about this rule change, including people, you know, players on the Buffalo Bills, Taylor Rapp expressing displeasure on social media, and that's his coach as part of the competition committee. I don't know that it's a bold prediction to say that the first month to 2 months of the season will be talked about what is a tackle, because I think that there are going to be a lot of penalties enforced when they see what the hip drop tackle looks like.
Yeah, it's. I get the idea behind it. I mean, limiting injuries, I don't think is ever a bad idea, especially with the season the Bills had last season. Like, could you imagine if, you know, Matt Milano doesn't suffer an injury? I know he's on the defensive side of the ball, but just in general, the idea that you could take some of the impactful injuries out of the game, I get the logic there. But like, the more we move away from the heart of the game and what the game is about, and you know, I also think to try to in one off season train guys to completely change the way that they fundamentally approach a tackle, that seems to me like a huge ask. And so I think, to your point, like, we're going to be having these conversations for the entire first month of the season. And who knows, maybe there's a call in a game that affects the outcome of the game. And then it's going to be blown up even more. So it seems like, man, it seems like you got the kickoff stuff, you got the tackle stuff. Like, there's so many different things that are going to affect the game in a different way next year. It's just trying to keep up with all of it. And it's like, I get wanting to improve the game, but when you have a game as popular as NFL football, like, sometimes less is more, I think. Like, I don't think you have to go above and beyond, especially when you have this much of a pushback from the player side. Like, the NFLPA came out in staunch, lack of support for this whole rule change. So, I don't know, man. I get it, and at the same time, it's kind of annoying.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Matt Breen of Syracuse Post Standard, the Shout podcast, just coming from the NFL owners meetings, waiting for his flight and a little layover there at Epcot, which is really nice. Matt, take us behind the curtain here. You were at the cocktail party last night. What is that like there? And who from the NFL is kind of mingling with you guys?
Oh, it's a really good time. It's a good time to, you know, get a chance to kind of mingle with NFL folks. Terry Pegula is there. Some front office folks, obviously Brandon and Sean, Derek Boyko from the PR staff. It's a good chance to just put the recorders away, you know, and just be people for a little while, right? It's not so much about the job, but getting a chance to learn a little bit more about everybody as human beings. Because sometimes, like, that interaction in the media room, right? Like, it can be so transactional, that we're there to do a job. We're there to gather information. And in a lot of times, like, on their end of things, they're there to keep us from getting certain information. So it becomes like a push and pull. It becomes like at times, tense back and forth. I mean, we've seen it over the years, but this is an opportunity to just kind of get in a room and, just get to know each other a little bit better. I think that it helps create more of a professional environment. understanding a little bit more about both sides of things. And then I got to catch up with Brian Daboll with a bunch of the Buffalo reporters. We talked to him for about 30 minutes. I think he's planning his summer trip back to Western New York. He goes to a festival there every from where he's from every off season, and he's doing well out there in New Jersey.
Does the cocktail party kind of grease the wheels the other way? I mean, let's face it, you know, there are, not saying you are this kind of reporter, but there probably are some reporters in the room that get a little attention from Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott and made me less inclined to ask the tough question when needed.
Maybe that would be like an idea on the NFL side, like not only just Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, but any NFL coach,
yes,
GM, to try to, you know, play that game a little bit. But I think for the most part, like, you get to this level on both sides of it because you've done the job in so many different settings and you're almost immune to it a little bit. I know certainly I am at this point. What am I, 10 years into covering professional sports, a little bit more than that. So, but yeah, I think like if you get like a young reporter that, you know, 2 or 3 years into the business and you see the glitz and glam and, you know, you walk into, you know, covering the Broncos and you get to sit with Sean Payton for a half hour and he gets to, you know, take you behind the curtain a little bit, it could be intoxicating. But I think that's worn off for me and probably a lot of people on the Bills beat.
Yeah, Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard. At least maybe you could put in a request to the Bills. I'm sure you and everybody else on the beat would not want Buffalo on one of those two Christmas Day games, Matt. What are your thoughts on a little Wednesday football there, another rule change coming up?
So we were just talking about that. I actually would not have a huge issue if it was like a home game on Christmas Day, right? Wake up with the kids. Maybe it's probably not going to be a 1 o'clock game. Like 7 a.m., open presents, have a little breakfast, then head down to the stadium. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. At least you don't get that part of it taken away from you. But, yeah, a road trip on Christmas Day, that would kind of be the pits. Last year was great. Last year was a dream of a schedule from a reporter standpoint. But the last couple of years, I mean, 2 Thanksgiving trips in 3 years, I'm definitely not looking forward to a road Thanksgiving game anytime soon. But who knows? I mean, they love putting the Bills on Thanksgiving.
Matt, what are your thoughts on the Bills and how they've handled the PSL unveiling? They haven't made any sort of public comment on ticketing or pricing for the new stadium. We know about the experience, and we know from reading the report in the Buffalo News that there are some fans that are worried that they're getting priced out of season tickets that they've had for generations. Your thoughts on how the Bills are going through this process here of renewing season ticket holders for the new Highmark Stadium?
Right. Like, I think it's like a lack of awareness. Like, I think that the Bills, for better or for worse, they do care about their fans and what they're thinking and some of the feedback that they're giving. But you have a lot of fans, to your point, that are very concerned about this. I mean, you have to go back to, I believe it was Ron Rakuya, back at the owners' meetings 2 years ago, maybe. It might have been last year. It might have been 2 years ago. When he was talking about just finally finalizing the deal, about one of the points of emphasis for them was not pricing out the fans 2 years ago. Not pricing out any fans from this experience. And so now you have all of these people that are flooding social media. They're flooding not only that, I've heard from people that are calling the Bills their season ticket reps. Like, season ticket reps are getting changed, and they're not getting any feedback on who their new season ticket rep is. And if they know who that person is, they're not getting any answers from them. That's horrible. That's a horrible user experience in a situation where you're going to less seats in the new stadium, and nobody's providing any answers. So I think, you know, one of the problems with a weekend like this where you get the league together and you see all these videos of general managers and coaches talking, but mostly owners talking to local media. We don't hear from Terry Pegula, so we don't have that ability to ask him. I know Gwelly just took over as the new COO, and he had a quick Zoom press conference, and I'm not sure when the next time we'll get a chance to talk to him is. But yeah, it's definitely a big concern for fans.
Matt Perino joining us from Epcot. Matt, we'll let you get on to your... What is the next ride here, by the way, before we ask you what's coming up on the Shout Podcaster?
So we got in the virtual queue for Guardians when we walked in the door. So it was huge. Shout out to Matt Bove, who got up early and locked that down. Now we got the lightning lane for Guardians at 5:40. We're going to show up at about 5:10 and just keep scanning that thing till they let us in, because we got an 8 o'clock flight. So we got to get right to the airport. But we are ending with a splash. We're going Guardians two times.
Yeah, Guardians is, that's an experience, man. That one set me a little sideways the one time I went on it with my nephew. He loved it. He went on it multiple times. I'm like, nope, once is good for me on that one, kiddo. I'm gonna sit the next one out. That's a good time. I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you're enjoying it with others. And it'd be the weird thing for you to be there flying solo, Matt. I'm glad that you're there with other Bills beat reporters, and wish you a safe flight back, bud.
I wouldn't be by myself if I did come by myself, because my wife would have just FaceTimed me the entire day. So it's nice to have a couple friendly faces. It's been a great day. It's good to catch up with you guys. Hey, thanks for coming on the test track with me. I was a little nervous, and you got me through it.
No, that's a radio first. Yeah. I don't know that Disney might be calling us with a cease and desist. They might not be happy that we're divulging their secrets.
I think we should submit that for Marconi, actually. So.
Safe travels, buddy.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Matt.
There's Matt Parrino in Orlando at the NFL owners meetings, presently at Epcot.
Good call on your part. Like, hey, I'm going to go on this ride. No, you're going to bring us on the ride.
That's right.
You. Yeah.
I wanted to be on that ride. I'm jealous. I'm living vicariously through him on that ride. It's a good ride.
Now, I don't know the dynamic between him and his wife, but hey, hon, I'm going to Epcot. Okay, go ahead. Have a good time. I know,
she bought him the tickets.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you were there, that speaks to, I believe, her love of the Disney parks more than it speaks to his. Like, hey, I'm here, but I don't know what to do. Oh, you're going. And if you're going to go, you're going to tell us all about it. Go have fun. You're there. These are the perks of the job, I suppose.
Well, it's also interesting they picked Epcot. You could have picked any one of them. What can you do at Epcot that you can't do in the Magic Kingdom?
Well, you can drink around the world if you choose to.
That's correct.
Yeah. I'm not a drink around the world guy. I'm more of a, let me just get an ale at Colonial America, and I'm good.
But you don't have to do every country, but if you're doing four or five.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm satiated with a couple of ales in Colonial America. I'm good with that. If I can walk around with a couple of ales from Colonial America at Epcot, I don't need to do the wines at Paris or anything like that. Give me an ale, maybe an ale in England, but I'm good with just an ale at Colonial America. That satiates me. The rides at Epcot are fantastic. Guardians is a must ride. That's the newest one, and it's something worth checking out. So Soarin' is fantastic. Test Track is awesome. They're doing it right. That's probably the best place for them to be.
We are late for the break, but let's squeeze in one of our favorites. He came out to the Tap Room of Bill Grace. Chris calling in. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. I just listened to Matt Parrino there and was just thinking about it. I leave next Wednesday to go to Disney.
Yes, dude.
We're actually going on Monday on the day of the eclipse. And I'm taking my three kids, so I'm trying to figure out what's the best park to take the kids to.
All right, here we go.
Young kids.
Here we go. I'm wringing my hands. Best park for the young kids is Magic Kingdom. You got to go to Magic Kingdom. You have daughters too, correct? You have a son and
twin girls.
Girls and a son. Yeah, the twin girls are going to love Magic Kingdom. Your son will love Magic Kingdom. There's something for everything. If they're little, it's a small world, the pirates, the castle, the Cinderella stuff, the teacups, all of it, man. Magic Kingdom for the little ones. You and Mrs. Pearson will enjoy yourselves at Epcot probably more than any other park. If your son is into Star Wars, Hollywood Studios is the plan. I'm such a nerd. God, I am a nerd. Just put me out of my misery. What happened to me?
Nerd! And you can't go wrong with Animal Kingdom, too.
Animal Kingdom is fine, yes. But out of the four, it's a distant fourth. It's a distant fourth out of the four. But for little kids, if they're into animals, yeah, you gotta mix that one in there. If for little kids, I would put Animal Kingdom actually probably ahead of Epcot and Hollywood Studio, because there's more for them to do at Animal Kingdom behind Magic Kingdom.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You got it. There we go. Man, I feel like this is a low point for me. I just gave a friend suggestions on how to navigate Disney with little kids. What's wrong with me?
You're missing those times. Because those girls are going to like, they're not going to be like daddy, daddy, daddy.
We're going to Universal next week. We're going to have a blast. I can't wait. I'm so excited. All right. We got Amherst head coach Seth Appert stopping by in studio here in just about a half an hour. We have time for more of your calls at 866-4326 and some takes on tap next in the sports bar.
Ooh, I have been waiting here, and I ran this by Danger here, a couple of them, because, yes, I listened to our station, and I heard Bill Ryder. You know Bill Ryder. We run the promo how many times?
Ryder than you.
Yeah, your window's closed, Buffalo.
That's right.
The over-under, the future in the Buffalo Bills. Okay. Now, Ryder has him going under. Is he right or wrong on this?
It's set at 10.5.
10.5.
And he has him going under.
I'll give you my answer on this.
All right, very good. We discussed the Christmas Day doubleheader, but do you really understand what that means for that week between Christmas and New Year's? I don't think you have a full understanding of what this means. The schedule is, if you're a football fan, the schedule between Christmas and New Year's, my liver might not be able to take it. And
that's fantasy football championship.
I also have a take on Shohei and why his first mistake was hiring a high powered attorney. I'll explain. We'll get to that and more next with some takes on tap. I'll drink to that is on the way here on the Fan Rochester. Mike Danger for FanDuel Sportsbook, official partner of 95.7 The Fan. You could say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or on a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. As we move forward to this weekend's action, what do you like? We'll be talking to PJ Glasser later this week to get his thoughts. $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Mike and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. FanDuel.com/Mike, M-I-K-E. 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.